Luckily, after Greg's rescue, the Uvovo Chell had used strange forest roots to clean the drug out of his system. And after hearing Jofik's account, Teo started to wonder if the same thing had been done to Vashutkin. While speculating, he also found himself imagining the very worst possibility, that Greg's body was lying among the jagged rocks at the base of Giant's Shoulder. Then yesterday came the news that the Forerunner platform down in the Hall of Discourse had apparently reactivated itself, and a grim anxiety had sent him straight there. Jofik had gone with him, insisting that if communication with Nivesta was possible, then perhaps they could find out if Greg had actually made it safely to the moon. Once he was there, he found himself in a dialogue with a voice claiming to be that of the Zyradin entity. Teo had heard the tale of Robert Horst's appearance, mortally wounded, carrying the Zyradin container. Although it was less a dialogue than the bodiless being delivering a set of coordinates and the command that the Tigran ship be sent to pick up Greg at a specific time the next day. And that was today, which was also the day of the assault on the northern spiral garrisons. Teo had persuaded Lieutenant Gideon to let him tag along and had looked forward to hearing the news of Greg's safe retrieval via the Tigran's field comset. Instead, here he was, bound and hooded, being wheeled into the wild to be shot in some secluded spot. He doubted very much that they were going to keep him prisoner.
"Sorry, Greg. Sorry, Rory. I should have been more careful. Sorry, Solveig. Looks like I'll not be coming home with my shield after all."
Roughly 10 minutes later, Strugalov ordered a halt, then told the other man to get Teo out of the wheelbarrow. After some clumsy manhandling, he ended up sitting on damp, lumpy ground with his back against what felt like a tree trunk. The hood came off, and he saw that they were slightly upslope from a shallow stream and deep within dense forest. The humid dimness was relieved by the profuse clumps of glowing roots or insects clinging to trees and webs of vines, while the coin-shaped leaves of a nearby nightie plant gave off a pale, milky radiance. Some creature, high up in the canopy, uttered a soft, whooping call, and insects swooped and spun, creaked and hummed. Strugalov was standing beside the nameless mumbling man, showing him how to use a long-barreled handgun. Seeing how difficult this was proving, Teo decided to do some stress testing.
So, what am I having for my last meal? He said. Barrel steak would be nice, maybe washed down with some black mountainside ale, eh?
Strugalov gave him a dark look, but continued trying to get the other man to understand his instructions. Teo shrugged.
"Hey, well, condemned man. He is supposed to be allowed a final request, you know."
No response.
"How about a pipe? Do you have a pipe and some tobacco? Or even a cigarette would do?"
"Nothing."
"Well, do you have some pen and paper?"
"I said, do you have any..."
Strugalov's head snapped round, fury in his face.
"I heard you, and no, there is no pipes or cigarettes or pen or paper, so shut your mouth."
"Shame, that. I really want to make up my last will."
Okay. Now I'm going to shut you up."
Strugalov gestured at the other man, who was holding the gun in both hands.
"Do it now. Shoot him dead."